Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom Wide Open Radio. Join me, your host, Susie Bonham Craig, as we embark on another journey to open the portal of wisdom. I invite you to participate in the chat room and call in with your questions and comments on 718-305-6584 and press 1 to enter the queue. And now, our journey begins. Welcome, journeyers and soulmates, for yet another journey here on Wisdom Wide Open Radio. It is a beautiful day here on the Jersey Shore, pretty spring-like, I would say. And today is Sunday, October 11th. It's also Thanksgiving in Canada, so we'd like to shout out to everyone in Canada and wish them a very happy Thanksgiving, and remembering all the joy and gratitude on this day all throughout the world. And I'm very excited and really privileged to be able to bring you tonight's show based on Humanity's Team. And Nanette Kennedy, who is the global worldwide newsletter editor for Humanity's Team, will be joining us shortly. I'm just waiting for her to call in. And just for those of you who are unfamiliar with Humanity's Team, I just want to give you a little tidbit. Humanity's Team is a spiritual movement whose purpose is to communicate and implement the belief that we are all one, one with God and one with life in a shared global state of being, so that the behavior of humanity may shift to reflect this understanding. Actually, Humanity's Team was founded back in 2003 by spiritual author Neil Donald Walsh, and it was in his response to the crisis that he saw the human race facing following the events of September 11th in 2001. And Humanity's Team has also been dubbed a civil rights movement for the soul, and a movement that has over 20,000 adherents from more than 90 countries on 6 continents. And just to give you a little idea about Nanette, like I mentioned before, is the Humanity's Team worldwide newsletter editor. She's also a member of the Global Oneness Petition Task Team, which we'll be delving into this evening for our listeners. And I'm really excited because this is a grand, grand show. This is really a worldwide show because of the momentum that this Global Oneness Task Team has put together. And we're actually moving into the fourth year of a 6-year global initiative for Oneness Day. So Nanette's going to be kind enough to share all of what's going on with Humanity's Team, and most recently some awards that have been given out and some on the way. And it is my privilege to bring you Nanette Kennedy.
Hello.
Hi, Nanette. Welcome.
Hi. I was getting nervous there because I kept getting cut off, but everything's great now.
Oh, it's great. Everyone's in the chat room welcoming you, and I suspect we'll have many more.
Thank you. And you did a great little introduction there. Thank you very much.
Oh, no. You know, I love this. I've been following Humanity's Team since following Neil Donald Walsh and his book, you know, Conversations with God. And there's so many related events that are going on, a lot of global momentum picking up towards this new paradigm in a oneness humanity. And, you know, I'm really honored to be able to bring you on the show. For those of you that are listening, I invited Nanette onto the show because into the year 2010, we're hoping to march on to the UN with having Global Oneness Day recognized, not only in the United States, but worldwide. So, Nanette, perhaps you can share with us a little bit about you and your role. And, you know, obviously you're taking on a major, major role right now with the way this month's momentum is picking up. So.
Okay. Well, thank you for the introduction. It was very nice. You're right. We are really on a roll. And to tell you a little bit about me, I live in Colorado, and our teammates are spread throughout the world, as you mentioned earlier. And we have about 30,000 teammates right now, and we're about 20,000 signatures on our petition. And we have global coordinators from around the world, and every year we have a global council meeting where we come together and we bring together our thoughts and how to move forward and how to awaken more people to oneness, because that is our mission, is to help everybody realize that we are one connected family. And especially with what's going on in the world right now, it is so important for us to remember this. And it isn't something new to learn. It's been in all sorts of sacred texts and documents from time immemorial. And what we're trying to do is just wake people up and say, remember this, remember where we came from. And so that's the kind of jumping off point. And you had mentioned that Neil brought up the group to begin with in response to what happened on 9/11, because he felt like this was our wake-up call. You know, if there's ever a wake-up call, this is it, is we need to come together so that we don't treat each other in such horrible and horrific ways. And we're thinking, you know, if we had had, well, obviously everything happens in its own time. Perhaps if we'd been awakened, we could have prevented in some way such a disastrous event as 9/11 and other horrible things that have happened around the world. And so it's this awakening and realizing that I'm connected to you, you're connected to the next person, and it's not necessarily the person in your immediate family, but we treat each other differently when we come from this place that we're all connected. And that's really the basis of the whole jumping off point of Humanity's Team, is to just bring everybody's awareness around to remember where we are, who we are, and how we can be the best possible us that we can be.
Well, you know, many of us are on our journeys right now, and we understand that in order for us to really recognize the collective of humanity and actually the roles that we play that contribute to that collective, that it really starts with us. And we've heard this time and time again from music and arts and, you know, spiritual leaders, visionaries, thought leaders, that this really begins with each one of us. And now Steve Farrell, who happens to be the coordinator, has actually set up a nonprofit organization representing Humanity's Team. And I'd like to, if we could, expand a little bit upon what the mission is. I understand you have a 6-year global initiative of which, you know, just about every goal has been completed successfully. And now we're on to another one. So perhaps you can mention a little bit about what Humanity's Team has been up to and then up to date and then where we're going.
Okay. Well, it's a good point you raised, because one of the things, one of the things about Humanity's Team is that it's a grassroots global movement. And a movement, once its mission is complete, doesn't need to go further. Now, we have completed a lot of the things that and are still in process of some things. We have completed some of our goals, and the whole point of moving forward is to invite people, those that are of like mind, and not, because I know I'm probably speaking to a lot of people on your show that already understand this, but with the global grassroots movements, these things, one of the things we talk about all the time is if you can plant the seed in somebody who's not necessarily a like-minded person, that you can plant the seed, and it can be as small of a thing as smiling at someone in the grocery store or giving up your parking place to the next person that comes in, so that you can start raising this energy level of getting people to realize, you know, every other human being is not such a bad human being. And one of the things that we're really focusing on right now, and Steve Farrell is our worldwide coordinating director, and he's located in Boulder, which is where our international headquarters are, is that we're trying to also team up with other organizations and have relationships that we can all just help each other get this word out and live this And then by our examples, and not by standing on a street corner proselytizing, but living through example, that this can be a better way to live. And living through oneness, for those of you that are already on that path, know how much easier our lives have become once you think, you know, that person over there who just dropped their groceries, I could go pick them up. I could help somebody, you know, change a flat tire. And you do this energy raising thing that becomes contagious. And that's how we're trying to spread our news on the global grassroots level. Now, around the world, we have different projects that are going on all the time. And in each country, like, for example, Czechoslovakia, or the Czech Republic now, just recently they had a huge event where they had a family. It was a whole week-long program, and they had families and kids' activities. The adults went through a walking on fire. They talked about, you know, ideas to get their children to be involved because the children are the next generation coming up. And it, just like that song, Teach Your Children Well, we're trying to be examples to our children so that when they get to be a little bit older, this just is commonplace. This is not something that's a, what does that oneness thing mean? And right now we've been stepping up this latest program, which is our oneness petition, which in and of itself, signing it, can be the little part that somebody who may feel they can't do anything, they can do.
Well, you know, along with a lot of these global initiatives, you know, and firing the grid, and there's so many of them that are out there with regards to raising the levels of consciousness in humanity, and that first and foremost element being to recognize that every human is here for a purpose, and every being here has a purpose. And when you mentioned about how much easier life becomes when we can lend a hand or help out or, you know, listen to that little voice inside when we're faced with some type of choice that we need to make, as we are in every moment, that it's really about looking at the bigger picture, though, isn't it, Nanette? Isn't it about looking at your brother and sister in their wholeness?
Absolutely. And if you're looking at people in that bigger picture, and you have all these concerns around the world about global warming and poverty and hunger and all those things that are big issues right now, if we do band together and we do participate in these smaller things, it's humanity's team's belief that if we pull together in that family, truly recognizing the family connections, then these other things are going to fall into place. Because if I'm taking care of you and you're taking care of the next person and so on and so forth, we're going to be thinking about global warming. We're going to be thinking about the starving children. And not just thinking, we're going to be acting on those things. And keeping it in one's integrity is not always easy. And just before I got on the phone with you, I was having a conversation with a niece of mine who's having some problems in life, and she's young. And I said, you know, this does not happen overnight for anybody that's new on this path. It takes some practice. And I'm not always on my game. You know, I'm not the perfection. Nobody in humanity's team is. But we're all trying to be a little bit better than we were yesterday. And that's the important goal, is to take it one day at a time to bring people in so that we get to this bigger picture where it doesn't seem to be such an odd thing to hear the term oneness or connectedness or unity or, you know, being the change that we can be and becoming who we really are, which is, according to recently, as I told you, I spent some time with Archbishop Desmond Tutu. One of the most poignant things he said was, every single person on this planet is a perfect and precious gift of God. Now go be what you are. Now, if you walk away with that thought in your head, from what everything else I've just said, that should be an inspiring moment, and it should give everybody that oomph, you know, that I can be part of this. I can do this. I can do a small thing. I can do a big thing. And really, it's so many components. I get this vision in my head of the Earth with kind of this silken, beautiful net around it, that every time somebody does one of these great or small acts, because as someone said, there are no small acts, but I feel like there's this just beautiful cocoon of silk, you know, coming around the world, and we are getting it.
Mm. Well, when you mentioned a grassroots movement and the element of that, and just us that sit back and, okay, we can sign this petition, and then it's a reminder to us to really hold that within our integrity as much as we possibly can day to day. But there are some concrete things that Humanity's team is actually working towards with regard to this petition and really getting some recognition of the benevolence that it's going to be able to provide worldwide. So can we get a little bit into that about what this petition is really all about and who has signed?
Yes. Pardon me?
And who has signed on?
Oh, okay. First of all, this petition's been really active for about a year. And about a year ago at this time, we approached Archbishop Desmond Tutu in South Africa to please sign the petition, which I'll tell you exactly what the petition is in one moment. And once he signed, we had a really great jumping off point because we had somebody who also has an incredible amount of integrity that we could say, you know, this great man who works so hard with apartheid signed, you know, and he thinks this is a great idea. Now, the Humanities team won this petition itself is to gather 50,000 names of people who agree that we must come to this understanding of oneness. And when we get those 50,000 signatures, and whether we do or we don't, we will still go to the United Nations next May, and we will present this petition with as many names as we possibly can take there and say, we of the world would like a day recognized that celebrates our oneness. And the oneness activities can be free hugs. They can be education and inner work where you do book studies. They can be a day where you go help feed the poor. They can be showings of spiritual movies. But that's the kind of concrete part of what the Oneness Day is all about. And we also have had just recently Bob Proctor signed the Oneness Petition from The Secret. Joe Vitale signed from The Secret. About 3 months ago, I wrote to Yoko Ono through Facebook thinking, you know, this is in essence about peace, and I'm wondering if she'll, you know, bite my little bait that I put out there. And I got up the next morning, and there was an email in my email box that said, you have a message from Yoko Ono. Well, I was absolutely beside myself with joy, and she said, not only am I on, I'm putting this petition on my website, Imagine Peace. And so we're getting this momentum going. Every time we get somebody that is of like mind, these authors, and Barbara Marx Hubbard is signed, obviously Neil Donald Walsh is signed, who's our founder. We're getting a lot of attention through these bigger media people, and we actually have had just recently a race car driver from the Le Mans race car series decide that he is going to next year be doing nothing. I mean, he'll be doing other things, but one of the main things he's going to be doing is promoting Humanity's Team Oneness Petition, because his job as a race car driver is about working as a team, and this is how he lives his life anyway. And so this is a great way for him to help promote Humanity's Team. And incidentally, he won the championship yesterday and is wearing the HT logo on his helmet. So we're getting a lot of PR in those ways with different names and different people that feel that this is a very important document to be signing. And if it's the only thing somebody does, at least they're doing something. But as you say, there's a lot of different things we do on the ground.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's obvious that there are many of us out on our journey where someone else has really spurred us on or inspired us to move forward. And what I'm actually seeing in being in this whole, you know, Wisdom Wide Open Network portal here is that more and more of the individual teachers and visionaries are now coming together, like the likes of Barbara Marx Hubbard and Deepak Chopra and other people who have signed, are now coming together in these initiatives. And it's kind of like a big melding pot that's picking up the momentum. So not only are the people who follow these teachers and spiritual leaders and in virtually every part of society, not just in spirituality, but on the political scenes and the social order scenes, education, health, and addressing a lot of these larger frailties that we see around the world, I just think it's really exciting now that you're seeing all of this start melding together. And it's almost like the small waves, starting up and building tsunami power, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful energy to embrace and see it move forward. And you did mention Yoko Ono, and I know that this, to look at perfect timing again, and the fact that, in honor of John, her late husband, John Lennon, and respectively her son Sean's birthday on October 9th, they unveiled the Imagine Peace Tower in Iceland. So this whole thing just comes together so beautifully, and I love the people that are really purposefully and inspired to join this initiative. Now, you mentioned Desmond Tutu, and now this is rolled on. Now, you're also the network or social media integrator, I guess, or coordinator for Humanity team. So, and that's obviously how we came together, through Harry Shade, by the way. Thank you, Harry.
Yes.
And so how important is that role that you're playing right now within social media? I mean, I know specifically with Facebook, there are several Humanities Teams organizations on Facebook, that worldwide, where they're having their own community groups in this initiative. Now, are you in charge of how all of that integrates or works, or how is that working?
Well, we have a team, actually, and it's interesting how it started out, because I got on Twitter when Twitter was kind of new and nobody knew exactly where it was going. And so I signed up under my name on the outside chance that if this just didn't pan out, it wouldn't be a big deal. We now have an HT Twitter account. There's my Twitter account, and Steve Farrell's got a Twitter account, and there's several other people on the Worldwide Council that have Twitter accounts. And when you go through, if you go to our petition page, which is through our website, which I think you have listed up there, if you go and look at some of the petition signatures, you'll see a number of people who say, I found this out through something I read in South Africa, Desmond Tutu. I found this out from Yoko Ono, because Yoko Ono actually does a lot of tweeting about it. There is a gentleman named Matthew, who lives in Australia, who has been so helpful, and he came on board all by himself, signed the petition, and has kind of taken it on as his own. And so I have a lot of followers in my Twitter group that are helping to get this information out. And there's also, please join Humanities Team messages, help awaken the world to oneness. And this social networking thing has really been very, very valuable. And in fact, the other night I went to see Barbara Marx Hubbard in Boulder, and she was premiering her new movie, Visions of a Universal Humanity, which when it comes out, everyone must go see it. It is awesome. But one of the things they talked about was how social networking was really bringing us together. And it was creating these, and this is not verbatim, but it's creating this microcosm of what it is we are seeking in the macrocosm. And what we're seeking is these communities where we can be not only tolerant, but we can agree to disagree without shouting. We can agree to disagree without banishing someone. And to put the seeds for people who may not necessarily have been like-minded in your group of friends on Facebook or in your group of friends on Twitter. And I had gone to a Twitter telephone conference call several months ago, And of course, I'd already started setting up my Twitter and looking for everybody who had used the word spirituality, oneness, unity, dream, all the things that we all talk about in our everyday conversations. And one of the first pieces of information I got through that conference call was, do not just invite those that are of like mind, because you're going to end up preaching to the choir. And so what you want to do is you want to have a select group of people, just like that anybody would do if they were running a poll, or, you know, like the Gallup poll. They don't take a bunch of the same-minded people to get their results. So what you want to do is have an audience that is very diverse. And that means if they're not the same political party or the same religious philosophical views, or perhaps they are a rap singer like I ran into that I didn't think I would find one thing in common. And I finally started getting some hit backs going, well, can you tell me more about this humanities team? Can you tell me more about what oneness is? Can you tell me more about, you know, what this petition is going to do? And one of the biggest compliments you can get is to hear from the person you least likely expected to hear. And for me, there's actually been a couple now, but the first one was this young man who's probably young enough to be my son, is a DJ, plays rap music, and one day I get a message that said, you have been my silent motivation. And then he pulled out this quote that blew me out of the water, and I'm the quote queen. There are other quote queens on Twitter, but my mouth just dropped open, and I thought, how cool is it to awaken someone? And now this gentleman has started his own little oneness group through Twitter.
I really believe, I mean, I know in welcoming friends and connecting with friends on Facebook and Twitter, you know, in the beginning I was a little bit skeptical about, you know, who should I befriend? And I'm talking about incoming. And, you know, I found that many of them, we had plenty of mutual friends, but I wasn't really quite sure. I mean, of course I want to welcome everyone into my world, you know, and just open up that world to everyone. And like you said, there are people, you know, you don't want to be preaching to the choir. However, you just, if we all stayed with the like-minded people and there was never an initiative to open up that portal for other people to experience, then where could, you know, how could we build such strength and momentum in being able to forge this energy forward?
Exactly, because there's not going to be any growth of new blood, if you will,
right,
if we're always talking to each other. And one of the things, and I'm sure most of your listeners know this, I love to be in conversation with someone that I don't really know that well. And I call myself a CSI oneness detective. I go out and I can have a conversation with somebody, and I have a couple keywords I'll throw into the conversation, and I kind of wait to see what their responses are. And I'll use things like unity, connected family, taking care of one another. And I can usually tell within a few minutes where I've got, whether I have their ear. And because I love to talk, as you well know, I have found that there are a lot of people hungry for this information. And it's kind of one of those things of, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I'm talking to somebody who's, you know, feeling this way. And for any of the listeners who've read Neil Donald Walsh's books, I remember the first time I read the first one, Conversations with God. And one of the things that struck me was I was reading along going, well, that's what I think. Well, that's what I think. Well, huh, I could have written that because that's what I think. And what happens when you're in conversation with people and you don't want to browbeat them, as you and I have discussed, we don't do the proselytizing, but if you can get them in general conversation, you can awaken the spark. And that's the part that becomes so exciting, is when you see the spark in somebody else's eye and they go, there's possibility to this. And one of the greatest possibilities to this is if you believe in, do unto others. And that phrase of do unto others as you would have them do unto you is in every single philosophy on the planet. And there's a book that I don't have in front of me, but it's called Oneness. And I can let you know at a later time the author's name, but it goes through. And with all these philosophies and religions around the world, it talks about how much we do have in common. And if we can all hang on to that, do unto others, that right there is a simple enough, well, that's something we have in common.
Well, you know, I often think like you do too, and what I'm finding is that it's really not a new awakening to anyone. I think the reason it's the difference of being open to your own response and your own recognition. I mean, the reason why you think like that and many other people have caught on is because it's a resonation of the oneness of who we truly are. I don't think it's something that we needed to learn or we haven't learned yet. I think it all sparks a resonating feeling that's rooted in the spirit of who we all are, in this unity. This is the unity consciousness. So I loved hearing that story about how, you know, you just touch someone and you wait to hear what their response is. And knowing even what you say then, it may not register for them now, but it's going to hit them at some point in time because it's something that lies deep within all of us.
Yes, and you're right about the. It's not new. It's more like while we are awakening, we're actually reawakening.
Right.
You know, it is something that's already inherently there, and it's a gentle reminder to say, you know, look, just remember where you came from. What we really need to do is unlearn separation. Because that's something we were taught, you know. I mean, through the way the society has become, is that I'm separate from you, your country's separate from mine, your religion's separate from mine, your gender is separate from mine. It's all this separation talk. And once you get the separation talk out of the way, and yes, we're not asking everybody to be clones, as you well know, because there's great diversity, and this is really like a big pot of stew, and every single ingredient is absolutely necessary for the recipe to come out right.
Right.
And so you can't take out the carrot, you can't take out the potato. This is inclusive. This is absolutely inclusive. And it doesn't mean you're going to be head over heels with every single person you meet on the planet, but you can agree that you, at the very most minimal level, we have humanity in common.
Yes, we do.
That's the key. And you know what? If you say that to those persons that you're trying to figure out where they are, that's not. You can't really argue with the fact that, hey, we are all human. You know. And then there's also the trick that I'm sure you know of. I love trying to shoot love from my eyes when I'm eye to eye with somebody else. And especially like if you're in a typical situation, let's say you're at the grocery store and the clerk's in a bad mood, I do not engage in, I try not to, I'm not perfect at this, but I really try not to engage in the negativity. And I come from my heart and I send blessings. I just send blessings, just blessings, because I think it was Plato that said everybody's got a rough thing going on in their lives, and remember that. And I think if we can remember that in conjunction with the fact that we are all connected and you treat your own family that way, just extend it.
Well, that's what we're doing, right? This is what this momentum is about, extending the hand, extending the feeling, extending the understanding and the acceptance of the virtual stew pot. You know,
yeah.
And where those
yeah.
ingredients need to be. We're not trying to get rid of anything. We're just really trying, I believe, to gain a grander and a bigger understanding in a way that we can work together in the richest of the diversity that we're all a part of. And
absolutely, and it doesn't mean that there won't be, you know, disagreements along the way. It just means that, you know, there's got to be this room for the love that doesn't have anything strung to it, the unconditional love. And that unconditional love for humanity, if that's what comes first, then everything else kind of flows pretty easily after that. And again, I'm not saying there aren't bumps in the road, but I think if we come through that point of view, and I'm going to jump back over to Archbishop Desmond Tutu. We flew over there in April to South Africa to award him our annual Spiritual Leadership Award. And
this was the first now, wasn't it?
No. Neil Donald Walsh was actually the first because, you know, he's the founder, but he's Steve is the Worldwide Coordinating Director. And because, you know, he found it and we didn't start doing this till 2 years ago, we decided we'd honor Neil for everything he's done for Humanity's Team and humanity. And so we honored him. And then we honored, there's this awesomely wonderful guy in Argentina who is the Argentinian country coordinator for Humanity's Team. And he is a lovely, lovely man. When he's about, I'm guessing, like 35 right now. And when he was around 15 years old, he was in a tragic car accident and has been left a quadriplegic in a wheelchair. And this guy goes around the world getting the message out about oneness for Humanity's Team, gets signatures, is on television, is on the radio, and is such an inspiration to all of us on Humanity's Team. And his name is Gabriel Avruge, and he was the second person that we awarded the Spiritual Leadership Award. And then this third one was to Archbishop Desmond Tutu. And obviously because of all the problems that have gone on in South Africa and the apartheid, and I mean, you talk about a place that's really had some pretty heinous and sad things going on between the races. South Africa has had more than its fair share. And when you meet this man, and he's knowing with, for instance, I forget what year it was, but when there was all these school children, I think 700 of them were shot down just because they were these black school children. And people like Archbishop Desmond Tutu, Nelson Mandela, Stephen Biko, there were these people that came out and said, no, this cannot be the way it's going to be. Now, keeping in mind that in South Africa, the blacks are the majority and the whites are the minority, but they've been handling the government.
Right.
And in order for that country to heal, Archbishop Tutu, Nelson Mandela, came up with Ubuntu, which means I am because you are, which is in essence oneness. And instead of taking to task all these people who committed these horrific, horrific crimes, they came up with the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And if the perpetrators of the crimes came clean and said, I am truly sorry for my culpability in this issue, then this commission would forgive them and let them out of their prison sentence. And that is how they are healing in South Africa, is by not doing the revenge, which the old quote goes, if you're seeking revenge, you might as well dig two graves.
Right.
One for yourself and one for the other. And so because of that, we chose, selected Archbishop Desmond Tutu to receive this award. And he is the most gracious, could be very cynical and angry. But he has not let that stop him in his work to bring the world together. And he talks about the fact that he's good friends with the Dalai Lama, and he laughs about it because he says he's name-dropping because he knows the Dalai Lama. But he said, you know, the Dalai Lama and he are always working together to try to get this out. That it's, I mean, they want the world to come together just as much as a lot of us do.
Right. Well, what are some of the other activities going on in Humanity's Team now, moving forward? Other than, I mean, I know that we have now this fourth quarter left in 2009, and I believe the date that you've slated for the petition to actually make its way to the UN is January 31st of 2010. What other initiatives are we working on right now?
We are working on a program called Education and Inner Work, and that's where people that are kind of new to the path, where we focus on working on the self first, because if you work on yourself first, obviously you can go out and help others, kind of akin to being in the airplane and putting the oxygen mask on yourself first. So there's a lot of that going on. There's training for people who would like to go out and train others to, be part of this movement of awakening the world to oneness. And also, I think I mentioned to you, one of the other things we do is spiritual screenings for movies. For instance, this one that Barbara Marx Hubbard just did. We also do these free hug movements, which if anybody who's listening has not done the free hugs, the International Free Hugs Day is coming up next weekend, I believe, on Sunday. And you can just Google global free hugs and you'll find information about it. But it is one of the most inspiring, active, contagious, joyous things you can do. And you do, you just like the video that Juan Mann did out of Australia, you go out with a sign that says free hugs, and it is amazing how many people want and probably need to be hugged. And if you take kids, it's a great way to involve your kids in this. And I'm finding that the junior high school age group of kids really loves doing this. At first, they're a little nervous, but I'll tell you what, once they get involved, they're all over it. And you are open. And this is a complete living metaphor of what Humanities Team is about. It is all-inclusive. You cannot turn your back on anyone who wishes to be embraced in that hug. Mm. And so it's a very strong, very inspiring practice to do. And we do that several times a year. One of the things we're doing locally here in Colorado is and who knew winter was going to come upon us so fast? It's 20 degrees here right now. We're going to be doing coat drives for the poor, just in our local area, and for people that are homeless. We also do these monthly dinners where we bring in speakers that are trying to, get out their vision of how oneness works in different areas. For instance, we had a woman a couple of weeks ago who came and spoke to us about spirituality and money and how they weren't mutually exclusive and how our oneness we often lose when we're talking about money. And anybody will tell you that a lot of arguments in any kind of relationship arise out of money. And you can still be spiritual and you can still be abundant and you can still move forward in this positive way even with the discussion of money. We have people come and talk to us about there's a woman who does a production for every Deepak Chopra, Michael Beck, with any of those people that come in to the Colorado area. And she came and spoke to us about how you can find these people who you think may be just so much different than you are because they're more well-known or because they've made it, quote-unquote, into the bigger times. And you get them on this level, and they're all so very passionate about this same thing. And there's a quote that I think Neil says a lot about the civil not being organized and that we need to get ourselves kind of organized in a much bigger group, get all of these smaller groups together so that we can have our voices heard, politically around the world. And that's one of the things I think many groups are working on, like the Alliance for New Humanity, Hub. There's a lot of them. And one of the things I wanted to mention about meeting Barbara Marx Hubbard the other day that just really was such a great metaphor for me when she was talking about all the issues the Earth was going through right now. And for those of you that don't know who she is, she's this awesome 80-year-old woman. And she was telling her audience that if we take the Earth as a metaphor of a mother's womb, and there's this labor going on right now. and there's contractions and there's resistance and there's, you know, fear of, you know, I'd like to go backwards. And there's, you know, at that point for a mother, every mother knows there's no going backwards. And there's this just apprehension of what's going to happen next. And she likens what our earth is going through right now is to a labor, and that we're going to give birth. We're going to get past all these scary things, and we are rebirthing ourselves. And I think that is so part and parcel to what all of us are feeling around the planet right now, which is why humanity's team is out there trying to come up with these the programs, on-the-ground programs. And, for instance, in humanity's team, you can also join humanity's team and be part of live interviews on phone calls with people like Barbara Marks Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, and others, and so that you can get that boost that you sometimes need from speakers. Because, again, like you were telling me, that there's a lot of people that might be listening that are already going to be followers. I am totally on board with all these things, but I love the boost I get out of going to listen to somebody else. And I love that punch in the arm that says, you know, here's a little bit different way to think about it, or here's a little different avenue on which, you know, how to approach the being part of bringing everybody together.
Well, I do agree, and you know, a lot of our listeners are familiar with Barbara, especially since she's been on the show a couple of times, and on the show she has mentioned that this crisis is a new birth, it's the new evolution, and, you know, this is where our new vocations are coming into this new emerging social order, you know, and now we have this opportunity right now through this birth canal to be able to decide and come into and just go with the feelings that we're feeling about, you know, how can we see us and whatever passions that we have in, I guess, connection with all of this in humanity, what can we do? What can we do going forward that's really going to incorporate the visions that we see for humanity? And I do want to acknowledge, I just want to take a moment, Nanette, for one of our avid listeners and participators, Sunny J, in the chat room. I did want to acknowledge a quote that he had shared quite some time ago, and by stating that it is what's the same that makes the difference. And I kind of twisted that around and said, it's how we are the same that makes the difference, you know, inside for who we truly are. So I'm really looking forward to getting this petition off. And I actually see it exceeding those 50,000 signatures. I mean, if we're at 30 now and we've got a quarter left, we all know that this is where in every race, in every marathon, we always pick up speed and momentum towards the last, you know, towards the end of it. So if we could just let our listeners know on the show page, if you click on Humanity's Team, it'll bring you to the Humanity's Team website, which is humanitiesteam.org. And also if you click on, I believe, a picture, a group picture there with Nanette right in the middle and Archbishop Desmond Tutu, with a group of wonderful people of Humanity's Team, it will take you to the petition. So we encourage you all to sign that if you're on board with us. And then I just wanted to go just backtrack a little bit about some of these initiatives that are going on when you're talking about people who are just starting on the path. What part of the website would they be visiting if they wanted to enlighten someone about, you know, starting this particular journey?
There's a place on the homepage called Spiritual Activism.
Okay.
And if they click on that, that will take them to these different programs. And then, obviously, if they want to get a hold of me, they can get a hold of me through my email, because there's almost always opportunities to help volunteer. And one of the things I want to step back about the petition real quick, we are shooting to have those signatures by January 31st. We will go to the United Nations in May, and I would like to invite anybody that wants to go to the United Nations, because we are planning a big shindig in New York when we present this petition. And the petition, once it reaches 50,000, will forever remain up on our website so that anyone who is of like mind and wants to just get their name there and say, I support this too, that they can continue to sign it. But one of the things that we're trying to do is, well, we're going to try to talk to Yoko Ono and see if she wants to be involved with singing in Times Square with us. And we'll see where that goes. And, you know, we would like to eventually, you and I talked a little bit about this, but we would like to get Oprah to notice us, you know, as it were. And because we would love to have her signature and all the spiritual work that she's done recently. So we've got lots of little missions going on in the background, and we can always use help. And if you already have your own organization or your own following, you know, please share that petition with anybody of like mind. And then everybody can join us, because we are all inclusive, and this isn't just about Humanity's Team. This is about humanity.
Mm. Well, I'm off to see Deepak Chopra on Tuesday evening at the New York Open Center. Is there a message you'd like me to deliver? Perhaps we can get him to show up.
Invite him. Invite him and say, please participate. He's already signed, so please, he won't remember me, I'm sure. But you can say, you know, join them. Join them in this day in May 2010, where we all plan to be in New York together. And to share, because I think the more of us that are there, the more we are taken as a serious group of people on the planet. And I think it's becoming, more recognized every day.
Oh,
and even if you watch the news, you can see it seeping into the news even, with all the talk about the health care. You know, we want to come together. We want to take care of one another.
Okay, and Nanette, how can someone reach you on Facebook?
Well, on Facebook, my name is Nanette, N-A-N-N-E-T-T-E, Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S, Kennedy, K-E-N-N-E-D-Y.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to put this in the chat room for our listeners as well.
Okay, and they can follow me on Twitter, too.
And is that the same name?
No, it's the at sign, my first name, all in lowercase, N-A-N-N-E-T-T-E, 1094 is after my name, and that's my Twitter. And then I can give you my Humanity's Team email address.
Okay. What would that be?
That is Nanette dot Kennedy, Kennedy, all lowercase, at humanities, as in Sam, TEAM .org.
Wonderful. Yeah, I want to thank you so much for joining us this evening and really enlightening and sharing about Humanity's Team. And I'm just in awe at the momentum that this has picked up. And, you know, even looking at Humanity's Team and how grand this vision is for oneness and Global Oneness Day and actually getting this recognized, there are so many limbs that this have spawned out from Humanity's Team, especially with connecting the, you know, some of these larger visionaries that are really in the public eye, you know, and helping us to move this forward. So I really appreciate you joining us, and we hope that everyone enjoyed the show, and, you know, we'd like to bring you back in January.
Thanks.
Yeah, and let us know how we're doing, and maybe we can get some more details on joining everyone together in New York and Times Square. Let's make it bigger than the Christmas tree.
Yeah, let's make it bigger than the Christmas tree and have that Christmas feeling all year round.
That's right.
You know, and I'm honored that you had me on, and it was great.
No, thank you, Nanette, and I really appreciate all your efforts. And if you have to reach out to any of us, you know, please do. And I encourage everyone, if you're on Facebook, to just please go search the groups and find a humanities team close by to you. I believe there's the global one and there's one in the U.S., but there's you also have little branches going out. And I encourage everyone to go out and, you know, do some kind of campaign, you know, whether it's through education, through helping homeless people, and, you know, just getting us to recognize how we're all really just one. Okay, thank you again, Nanette, for joining us. And you
thank
have
you.
A pleasant week and good luck. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Don't forget to tune in next week as we're bringing on Jeff Brown, the author of Soul Shaping, and we're going to explore the softening the edges of the male, the armored male warrior, in honor of the International Year of the Woman, where divine feminine is going to be recognized. And we're trying to heal the rifts between the genders, which is a lot of what we spoke about tonight, as well as bringing together everyone as one. Okay, thank you, everyone, for joining us, and we hope to see you next week. And remember to find the joy in enjoying your journey. Bye-bye now.